Ed and Rizan Ferrelli on 2FM
with Virgin Mobile. Go from scrolling through stories to creating your own. Freedom is calling. Virgin Mobile. Bring on amazing.
She is one of the women of the moment. She's definitely the hero of Tuesday night. Amber Barrett, congratulations.
Well, that was a very, very polite introduction, but I don't think that's the way it is. But thank you very much.
Oh, listen, Amber, it is. And I'm telling you now, take it, because it's well deserved. Has it sunk in yet? What's happened?
I don't think it has, to be honest with you. I'm still going through the phone, going through the messages that have been just... my phone blew up after the game, I think, as everybody else's did. And I think the more I'm starting to read the messages and seeing, you know, everything on Twitter and seeing the, you know, the newspapers yesterday when I was walking through Dublin Airport and that were on, you know, we're on the front and back page of nearly every national newspaper. I think then you start to be like, you know, Jesus, what have we done? But I don't think it's sunk in yet at all.
And we mentioned this. We actually spoke to your dad yesterday, to Sean, and we were talking about the fact that you've come so far in a relatively short space of time in terms of, if we look back to, I don't know what it was, Amber, was it 4 or 5 years ago, yous were changing in airport toilets and yous didn't have your own tracksuits, and now look where you've come.
Yeah, I think that's been, you know, when you talk about development and where things have been, and, you know, I'm a big believer, you know, in what's for you won't pass you, and, you know, we had to go through that really difficult period at the time, unfortunately, and the girls that were so brave to stand up and say, okay, this is not good enough anymore, we need to do something about this. And, you know, I think without the work of those girls and also all the other women that went before them, you know, who played for Ireland, you know, didn't get their caps recognised, didn't get their appearances recognised, you know, only years later we're getting that recognition of, you know, oh, I've been capped at international level. And I think without the work that all those people have put in behind the scenes and, you know, the sacrifices they made, we certainly wouldn't be in the position that we're in today.
And it's such a valuable lesson to young women in all different professions and personal walks of life, that sometimes you do have to go through that crap and hang in there to get the good.
Yeah, well, that's, unfortunately, that is the way it is. But, you know, I think, without that, we wouldn't get to the position we're in. And, you know, you hope now the things, will, you know, the tide will certainly change, I think, certainly in Ireland with, you know, women's soccer. But, you know, I think this is for other nations, you know, that maybe they're on, you know, they're on the cusp. They might not be there yet. They might have achieved what we've achieved. But, you know, I think this is now, you know, a show that when the investment is there, when the attitude is right, I think anything is possible for any country. You know, when everything is done correctly. And I think, again, we're a testament to that ourselves with our result on Tuesday night.
100%. And it sets a precedent for other people to look up to now and to aspire to. But what I want to do is I want to take you back to that moment, the now infamous moment. Just if you can get your head into that headspace of what was going through your mind as that ball was coming towards you. Like, did the world go into slow motion?
Like, to be honest with you, I've been trying really, really hard to actually remember what was going through my head at the time. I think, you know, definitely when the ball went in, I think that was from when I took my first touch to the moment that I put the ball past the goalkeeper and then just waiting for it to hit the back of the net. And that was a very, very long period of time. But then when I see it on video, it happened in a split second. So I think for me, it, you know, in many ways, the world did certainly stop, you know, stop moving. But, you know, that feeling of when the ball went in and just, you know, going off to the side. And I think one thing that I always love to see is there was a good video that went out, and you can actually see the reaction of my teammates behind me when the ball goes in. And I think that, you know, that gives me life, that to see, you know, the joy of everybody and the excitement and everybody coming up to the corner and everything. So, to be honest with you, it's still a blur. You know, thankfully the video can bring it back to life again. But when I think about it, it's very difficult to remember it.
But in those crucial moments when the ball is passed you, in a moment like that where it can make or break what the aftermath is going to be, does your mind, in a split second, just go back to all the training you've received over the years, things the coaches have said to you. Maybe you were only a young girl and something pops into your head. Is that what happens? All those years of training and work come down to that split second?
Yeah, I think so. I think that everything that you go through in life, whether it be with training or matches or, you know, anything, I think every little setback and every little bit of joy that you have on football, you know, I think they all, you know, they all come down to fine details and fine moments. And I think certainly, you know, the first thing I suppose that I got right on Tuesday was the first touch. I think that, you know, that created the chance for me because it took the ball a little bit away from the defender. And after that, then it's just really just chill, be calm, chill. You have your chance now, you know. And I think in that moment, you know, we had talked about it on the lead up to the game. You know, Vera had said, we will get chances. She said, but we only might get one or two big ones in front of their goal. And I think, you know, those moments, they all kind of come into your head at once. And I think then I knew that when I went through that I had the chance here. You know, but there's also a possibility I could have put it the other side of the post. That has certainly happened before, but thankfully it went in on the right side.
And at the end of the match, I mean, we can't not talk about it because I just was blown away at how calm, composed and eloquently you spoke in that post-match interview about the tragedy in Chrysla. I think everybody felt it was very fitting that a Donegal woman scored the goal. But what was it like for you? It was just because the adrenaline, Amber, that must have been going through you for such an incredible thing to have happened, to then be able to switch hats so quickly and speak so eloquently. How did you manage that?
Yeah, well, I think, you know, obviously the high of Tuesday night, I think that moment for me was, you know, I don't think it'll ever be topped. And I think for the team, it's going to be one of those moments that we'll never, ever forget. But, you know, one thing I've always said is I'm the proudest Donegal woman that there is. And I think what happened on Friday, unfortunately, I was with my parents at the time when the news came through. And obviously my mum, you know, was raised in Chrysla. And, you know, my granny and granda were both Chrysla born and bred. I think in that moment when I had an opportunity to pass on my respects to the people, you know, people of the town that I knew so well and know so well, you know, there is only one way you do it. And I think that high for me was unbelievable. But, you know, I think in many ways I couldn't get Chrysla out of my head. I think, you know, people would know me for being quite an energetic person. And I definitely think I lost that over the last few days because of what happened. And I think we were so, so affected by it. And unfortunately, there's a couple of Donegal girls in the team that, you know, it all affected us in different ways. And I think, you know, no words I could say could do it justice. I just wanted to give some dedication to that result, to the lives that were lost, unfortunately, on Friday. And, you know, I have no doubt that, you know, they were looking over on us on Tuesday.
Well, listen, I think that it goes without saying that you spoke incredibly beautifully and your parents must just be incredibly, incredibly proud of you.
Jennifer Zaffarelli. Weekday morning from 9 on 2FM.